The future of reputation, gossip, rumor, and privacy on the internet, by Daniel J. Solov, read by Jeff Wilson. Chapter 1, Introduction, When Poop Goes Prime Time. It all began in real space, on a subway train in South Korea. A young woman's small dog pooped in the train. Other passengers asked her to clean it up, but she told them to mind their own business. That's when it moved over to cyberspace and became even uglier. Someone took photos of her and posted them on a popular Korean blog. A blog, short for weblog, is a running online commentary about one's life or about the issues of the day. Another blogger, Don Park, explains what happened next. Quote, within hours, she was labeled Gay Tong Nyu, dog shit girl, and her pictures and parodies were everywhere. Within days, her identity and her past were revealed. Requests for information about her parents and relatives started popping up, and people started to recognize her by the dog and by the bag she was carrying, as well as her watch, clearly visible in the original picture. All mentions of privacy invasion were shouted down. The common excuse for their behavior was that the girl doesn't deserve privacy, unquote. Across the internet, people made posters with the girl's photograph, fusing her picture with a variety of other images. The dog poop girl story quickly migrated to the mainstream media, becoming national news in South Korea. As a result of her public shaming and embarrassment, the dog poop girl dropped out of her university. The story of the dog poop girl wasn't known in the United States until Don Park wrote about it in his blog, Don Park's Daily Habit. It became even more popular when the blog Boing Boing discussed the story. Boing Boing receives nearly 10 million visits per month, more than the circulations of many newspapers.